I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Beef, poultry, and pork processing plants are running at nearly the rate they were before the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said livestock processing plants around the nation as a whole are seeing their output at more than 95% of their production levels a year ago. Beef processing plants are at 98% year over year. Poultry is at 98%. Pork plants also at 95%. Perdue gave credit to the patriotic, heroic plant employees across the U.S.
From the producers and the ranchers to the processors and the packers to our overall logistical system that helped deliver that to the tables of families here in the United States.
Meanwhile, the nation's largest meat packers are facing another antitrust lawsuit. The trustee for a bankrupt Chicago grocery co-op is seeking class action status in a suit that claims Tyson Foods, JBS USA, Cargill, and National Beef all conspired to manipulate beef prices paid by wholesalers. Court documents show the plaintiff accuses the packers of using their control over the American beef market to limit cattle supplies. They say consumers paid unnecessarily high prices for beef this spring. The suit also claims the packers' price-fixing efforts have been ongoing since 2015. Last year, Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund, or RCAF USA, led a suit that alleged similar antitrust violations. That group is seeking damages for ranchers.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.